Listening to episode number 1916 of the Who Cares News for Friday, February 26, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we are here on a fine and dandy
Friday.
Fine and dandy Friday.
Yeah.
I like that. That should be something that we trade.
We're going to steal that.
Fine and dandy
I just Friday. Said it. Fine and dandy Friday.
I'm writing it down because, you know, I don't want to forget.
Do you mean to write it on your arm, your palm?
Then you're good for a couple of days, right? Until you wash it off. Did you ever do that in school? Did you write your
phone number on somebody's hand?
Nobody ever wrote their phone number on my hand. That should tell you a little something about my luck with the girls.
No, nobody wanted my phone number anyway.
Nah, me either.
You write on your palm.
I have, a pandemic memory. That's what it is. It's a pandemic memory. We're doing the Who Cares News. What the hell is all this writing on your hands? What's going on? Pandemic memory. That's what I got. Pandemic.
I'll tell you what you got. Or what you don't got. There might still be hope for Scott Disick and Kourtney Kardashian.
There's no hope for them. This is a bunch of crap.
Sneak peek from an upcoming episode of Coup de K. Scott admits he still has love for Kourtney.
He doesn't. He just does that for the camera.
Wherever love stands, I stand with her forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
I'm not buying any of this.
Hey, Scott says that after Kim asked when he and Kourtney will get back together, in one cut he says, I love you, and I'm ready to marry you right here, right now.
It's like he's at the rose ceremony at the Bachelor or what? What's the deal? You're Scott Disick. What is your problem, dude? If you leave her, you have to pay child support. You can't afford to pay child support. You don't have her kind of money.
Well, so they've been separated.
Stay with her. Hang on. Stay with her.
Okay.
And then cheat on her. It's not a big deal.
Oh,
it happens all the
such
time.
A pig.
Come on, dude.
Well, after he says that he'd marry her right here, right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
then he continues with, Kourtney knows that eventually we'll get married and live a good life, which prompts Momager to encourage him to propose, joking that it'll make Kourtney respectable.
Nothing is going to make any of those girls respectable.
Hey, but don't get too excited at the prospect of them finally getting back together.
No.
Because Scott is, you know, dating someone.
Of course
Amelia
he is.
Hamlin.
Yeah.
And Kourtney's seeing Travis Barker.
Is that Harry Hamlin's daughter, Amelia Hamlin?
I believe so.
And Lisa.
Lisa Rinna.
L.A. Law.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put it right there. Harry Hamlin, L.A. Law, till he got too damn big for his own britches.
Yeah.
And didn't renew after the fifth season.
Right.
It's like, I'm going to be a big movie star.
Well, that so where
no
that
stupid
didn't
little TV
happen.
Show, right?
Yeah,
right. Now I'm trying to think who on L.A. Law really went on to have any kind of career besides Jimmy Smits,
and that was kind of limited.
Yeah, it was limited.
And then Lisa Rinna,
that's her name.
See,
I used to watch
Leah Remini.
Yeah, I get them confused. I don't get them confused looking at each other, but the names, it's like Lisa Rinna, who nobody's really heard of except Pouty Lips, and then Leah Remini, who, you know, Scientology. So,
back in the day when I used to watch Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives.
Lisa Rinna was the character that tried to come between Bo and Hope.
Oh.
She wanted to give him Bo. That's when I first saw Lisa Rinna.
Yeah.
And I've never liked her because of that.
And then she got Harry
which
Hamlin.
Which has nothing to do with her personally.
She got
but
Harry
still.
Hamlin during his best years. Before he got old.
Well, at least she did because, you know, I didn't want him.
You didn't want him? Really? He was a good looking dude.
He's
I might have done him.
Well, I'll see if she'll give him up for a day for you.
Anyway.
We can put him on your hall pass list.
Yeah, thanks. Harry and Hallie on my hall pass. H for Hall.
Both relationships appear to have taken a more serious turn.
Oh, yeah?
And both have become Instagram official. So, therefore...
It's gotta be so.
Well, while it might be hard for some to believe, there are people that are just now...
Mm-hmm.
Just now? Discovering Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah.
Her connection... I know, it's shocking.
Shocking.
With Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Well, they're sisters.
Yes, they are.
They are sisters. And Elizabeth is younger and taller.
Yes,
like,
she is.
It's like the twins.
All her siblings are taller.
Yeah, the gene pool got a little split, and so they got half the height. I think that's what happened.
They're fraternal twins. They're not even
what
identical.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Two sacs.
Uh-huh. Identical is when they're in the same womb, right?
The same. They're always in the same womb.
Well, okay. I'm sorry. I'm still thinking same. 2 hours ago we were talking about lactating breasts.
I know.
On the Golden
same
Globe.
Sex, same.
Breasts and globes. Breasts and globes. Now we're talking about the Olsen twins.
The lactating Golden Globes.
Oh, my God.
Fraternal two sacs. Okay. Identical one sac. Okay. Elizabeth Olsen.
Not a twin.
Sister to twin. The twins.
And born later than the twins.
There's
much
also
later.
A brother to the twins.
There's
half, and there's also a half sister sibling. And a half brother. Okay, now.
So that's four girls and two boys.
At Kohl's, there is a line of clothes called Elizabeth James. So Elizabeth James is a clothing line from Mary and Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Where do you think they got that name?
Well, I'm good. You're such a brat.
This is what it feels like to be upstaged by your co-hosts. No, go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
It's go ahead. Being go ahead. Around you is like herding cats.
Well, you know, can I say?
Jeez.
That's me. Hello,
Elizabeth
squirrel.
And James, they're two natural siblings.
Oh, their brother's name is James.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Elizabeth
See?
And James.
Dents.
Elizabeth
just dense.
Is Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah. And Wanda. She's Wanda on WandaVision.
Is she?
Yes, of course she is.
Now,
see,
that I didn't know.
You should have known that. If you knew that she was her sister, you should have known. Yeah.
I don't keep up with her.
They kind of even look alike a little bit.
They do,
yeah,
actually.
They favor.
But yeah. WandaVision's weird to me.
You haven't gotten to see where it's going. It's going to be great.
I can't get past the whole sitcom part.
There
of
will
it.
Be. That part is slowly ending. Tonight, another episode. Can't wait. Disney Plus, more streaming, more money. So people didn't really know. This is funny.
No, people
like,
still don't know.
Well, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, are they really relevant in today's pop culture? I don't think they are. I think they're done. And they smoke.
Well, I don't know if they still do or not.
Mary-Kate, how you doing today? Why don't you come on over? We'll smoke a couple of cigarettes, and we'll try that new recipe that Elizabeth gave us. All right. Oh, yeah. No problem. No problem, Ashley.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
I got nothing. Is it time for a commercial break yet?
I think so.
Can we go to commercial?
Let's go to commercial. All right. And with that, we have worn out our welcome. Oh, my God. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.